Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the 704 Drip with your host, Rich the King, and one of my co-hosts, Cosmos. What up, Cosmos?
Yo, what's up, Rich? How you doing, dog?
Man, and you already know it's another day in Highland.
Yes, sir.
You already know I got the Hennessy in the shot glass. Got a bean roll, got Slash Pill in the background. Shout out to Slash Pill.
Yeah, shout Flash.
Stay supporting the team. So, while we let y'all vibe, while they throwing that ass in the circle with them bitches, we gonna sit here and get it popping, man. What we got going on today, Cosmo?
All right, what's up, everybody? Depending on when you guys are listening to the broadcast, a lot of you guys are entering or have been on phase one of the reopening of the economy or the reopening of your state. A lot of new norms are coming out, guys. I mean, as we all know, that school is no longer in session for the rest of the year. I mean, for a school year, there's only three more weeks of school, to tell you the truth, left. To tell you guys the truth, it's only about 3 more weeks left of school. So, wow. What else? What comes down to phase one of opening? Yes, some restaurants are open, but they're still doing the whole carry out and delivery and whatnot. Guys, still practice social distancing. I cannot stress this, okay? Some of you guys, I'm looking on Facebook. You guys are calling, oh, man, this is the common cold, man. It's nothing but the flu. It's nothing but the flu. All right, guys, let's use common sense. The flu also causes death. At one point, the flu was leading cause of death at one point, okay? So let's get that straight. So please, practice your social distancing, okay? If you guys cannot practice social distancing, that's when you put on your mask. Put on your mask. Don't touch your face. If you guys are going out to supermarkets or anything where you have to have one-on-one contact, wear your gloves. Okay? Wear your gloves. If you guys have multiple stores you have to go to, you go to Walmart, put on your gloves. As soon as you walk out of Walmart, throw them away. Okay, don't go and pull your gloves at Walmart and go to Food Lion with the same pair of gloves on, because that's cross-contamination. Okay, don't do that.
Exactly.
I cannot stress this. Now, I be getting a lot over the about what comes down to sanitizer and keeping yourself clean. Okay, peace. Check this out. Peep this, okay? If you guys cannot find soap or find hand sanitizer, go to your local ABC store. I know that some ABC stores are sold out of this particular alcohol, but you want to get Everclear. It's 99.9 proof. That's straight up rubbing alcohol, guys. You can use that. You can use that also for sanitizer. Or buy you that good friend to get some good old moonshine.
Well, with that being said, I think there has also been a little bit of stir with telecommunications here lately.
Oh, yes. Thank you. A subject I could actually talk about. All right. We have been introduced to what is called 5G. 5G is supposed to be the lightning fast speed. You know, this is the grid that Disney tried to introduce to us in Tron. This is that grid, if you guys want to put sci-fi in it. Okay, with this as mergers, okay, guys, how about Sprint and T-Mobile is now T-Mobile Sprint? Yes, I don't know when this happened, but T-Mobile and Sprint are now one, which also means for people like me and a lot of other people, we can't afford those high price, you know, regular Sprint plans or T-Mobile plans. So we got Metro and Boost. Yes. Metro by T-Mobile and Boost by Sprint is also one because of that merge. So that means that you're about to get some blasting hot speeds if your device is 5G capable or compatible. Excuse me.
That's crazy, bro. So, right now, as you were talking, letting the fans know, shout out to RMG893 artists. If you want to get your art, your music heard on this podcast, make sure you contact us or follow us on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter, which our Twitter accent is the 704 Drip Show. So you have to look for on Twitter, it's 704 Drip Show. You'll find all the information on a regular basis with us. Stay tuned. Now, as I was just saying, while you were talking, I see what a lot of parents are doing during the COVID, which is actually kind of crazy, but I guess at this point, parents are going crazy. So, you know, they got 23 funny tweets from parents making fun of kids. Bruh, when I say that some of these are ridiculous, one of them says, can anyone recommend a good wine that pairs well with a teenager's shitty attitude? I'd say Merlot. Like, I think that's crazy. Okay, so here's another one from Divergent Mama. Mom, have you lost weight? Is teenager for I broke something really expensive that you don't know about yet.
Wow.
Wow. One more. This is from Gary, G-E-R-R-Y-D. He has a picture of his, I guess, teenager bedroom door. And says, my teenager thinks we live at a hotel. The next picture has LOL and a bowl of cereal with a spoon in it with no milk. Basically, like, come get this. That's crazy. Teenagers are going ham. Which is probably the worst time that you should be stuck in the house with your kid is that teenager mode, but considering I have one, I don't think it's that bad.
No, man. Being locked up, well, excuse me, being on lockdown and with kids, man, it's not bad at all if you have that one-on-one relationship with your kid. A close relationship, because like me, I have that close relationship with my son. But being with this lockdown, I have learned so more about him that I thought I knew, but I don't know. Like for instance, I thought what came down to music, I thought my son was just like me, a metalhead at heart. You know, my son loves Kiss, my son likes Korn, my son likes Queen of Stone Age, Led Zeppelin. But, you know, when my son's actually want to get his time right, homeboy blasted some Juice WRLD. I'm like, yo, I mean, and at first I didn't like Juice WRLD because I don't like that style of rap. I don't like the whole mama rap and you know, the new age rap. But going and listening to Juice WRLD, listen to the lyrics and everything, yo, I can see why a lot of kids my son's age was heartbroken when Home Dude passed away. I'm like, wow.
It was very because of why I'm thinking people are trying to put him in the category of, you know, he would have been the next pop.
Yeah. Juice WRLD was a talented cat, yo.
Well, you got to understand, man, with these younger artists, so many of them, like I have talked, you know, to you before in other conversations, a lot of these kids are dying so early because they jumping off the porch. I don't care what you say, and I'm not saying necessarily I'm trying to advocate doing drugs, even though I get high. There's a process. You smoke weed, you go from there, you know what I mean? You don't just jump out there with pills and jump out there with coke and jump out there with ecstasy and jump out there with Molly. That's just, you know, you asking for trouble because you don't know what your limits are. So you can't just jump out there. And most of you are doing this socially because you're just trying to keep up with the next person because they do it. And you trying to keep up with them and you don't get fucked up trying to follow the leader.
You know, that's one thing that I am totally scared comes down to my son. They say that your kid is a reincarnation of yourself, but 10 times fold. I'm only seeing that with my son because a lot of things that my son does, I did at that age. And I pray that my son, he gets to that age when he starts to experiment with drugs, that he will come to me and let me know. And don't go out there with his other kids. It's like, man, I could take about 4 benzos and take about 6 shots of freaking Hennessy. If you guys don't know, benzo in any type of alcohol is a lethal combination. Very, very lethal combination. That's how Marilyn Monroe died. You know, I just want this. Tragic, you know, I want my son to come to me and tell me, hey, Dad, listen, I found some X, you know, and I took 2 hits of it, you know. Well, how does it make you feel, son? Dad, I tripped really, really bad. I think I have a buzz right now. Can you help me? I want my son to come and tell me that, man, because I'm not going to go and freaking cuss him out. I did the exact same thing. You know what I mean? I'm going to do what I did and freaking have me in the freaking choir stand beating my ass off in the middle of 11 o'clock service.
Yeah, that's not cool. I guarantee that. That was probably
that was the best service of my life.
Oh my God, not the best. You had a good trip.
The best trip I had. Let me shut up. And people will be like, Lord have mercy, the preacher's son was up in church tripping. Yes, I was.
Straight wild.
No, I want, dude, you know, if think about it, it was there for me to go to church tripping and beaning. And when I did, it took everything in my power not to freaking wig out in church. I have sat right there in the front pew on the left, on the right hand side, and there's a big speaker right there, and that's where the bass player and the drums and the organs is at. Those of you that has done X knows that intensifies your senses. Yes, when that bass hits, yeah, yo, I'm like, oh shit.
But I do understand, so I got you. It's the drift. So we definitely can't get mad about any of that. The whole point beyond that is still, you know, you want to not only be able to have these conversations with your kids, but have your kids around for a possible grandkids or just into their old age. But most of these kids that have passed here recently, even a lot of the artists died because they jumped off the porch doing some shit instead of taking that necessary step. If you don't call yourself being out there doing some shit, do it right. That's all I'm saying. So if your child is able to talk to you, I would think you would want them, you would better have that situation under your own roof than to be out there with their friends or something happen like they die or too much OD, like what I see commonly with a lot of these, you know, younger people.
And parents, and also, if your kid comes and tries to talk to you, talk to your kids. Don't shine around because kids are going to find that outlet or find that person to talk to, even if that person doesn't understand. Okay. And I've also seen a lot of young kids go drugs when the parents don't even listen to them because that's the only outlet.
Exactly. And that can be detrimental for yourself. But, you know, as we move on, I want to make sure to shout out to the artist, Cosmos, my co-host, a.k.a. What? DJ Cosmos. What you hear in the background is that chocolate peanut butter cake on Spotify. Y'all go get that shit, man. Or go purchase that on any streaming digital outlet. Right.
Someone asked me, said, yo, where did you get the title for that track? Chocolate peanut butter cake with Kool-Aid. Yo, apparently, man, you guys don't listen to music, because that's a line off of Childish Gambino, off of Gambino. Actually, off of that freak, yeah.
But you know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, he's a little bit older.
Man, I don't think Childish Gambino's much older than me, dude. I think me and him.
The problem, what I'm saying by referencing it like that, is that a lot of these artists don't know who, you know, artists are. I think they had a while back, what it, Lil Yachty didn't know who the hell Tupac was, bro. Like, come on.
And that's why I'm a big advocate of music in school, man. I mean, a lot of people, and I pray when everything opens back up, with the new norm, that, because you gotta have, dude, I'm scared to tell you the truth, man. Because when school opens back up, you're gonna have that one kid, you're gonna have Jordan back in the back. Yo, Uncle Bernie said that pyramids was built by the black dudes and Jesus was black, and it's proven because he came from the Middle East and it's in Revelations that his skin was burnt copper. I haven't seen a white person that has white skin that's burnt copper. Yo, you gonna have those enlightenment kids. And I'm one of them. I ain't gonna lie to my son.
And I feel it. I ain't mad about that. But that's the journey in itself. If you want to have the opportunity and not just have them jumping out the porch, doing some shit, and dying early. You know what I mean? So that's why I said that like that. So I get you. And yeah, we talk about smoking and drinking on here, but, you know, we're at an age where we have made it. We took that necessary step off the porch, a couple steps off the porch. You know what I mean? We didn't just jump out there like, let's just do all the drugs, all our friends are doing it, and let's just do way too much because we don't know what our limits are. No, it's not a professional thing, no matter what you do, even if it is, you know, getting high or drinking or anything in between.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Rich. Let me ask you. All right, since this lockdown, have you been experimenting or trying out new things?
Yeah. I definitely would have to say I have been, just because, you know, in general, I've tried to, well, I can't say brand new, but I haven't done it in a long time. It's trying to produce, make beats again. Not too many people who don't know me don't know that that's where I started. Like, I just want to produce beats. Like, the idea of being an artist came later. The idea of the label came later. You know, but I wanted to make beats. Like, because I will always feel that is what is the most engaging part of any track, any song, any composition. Is how it was put together and the instruments used to do it, loops, what have you. So, every tool, which, you know, also side note is why a lot of these type ass artists keep getting heard, because the beats are sick. You know what I'm saying? That beat made you fucking, oh, let me see what he's talking about. He ain't talking about nothing. But then you end up later on, a couple days later, catching yourself repeating that Zaboomafoo ass shit. And it's because that beat was so damn hot, it made you listen. Like what you hear in the background right now. Like, this is one of them beats that you can hear and want to listen to, and then you hear somebody rapping, it's like, what are they saying to me? You know what I mean? Like, and the reason you fucking even paying attention to it, even if they just saying, yeah, just making noise. But the beat caught your attention. You feel what I'm saying? The beat caught your attention. So it's like, I have been playing around with producing again. I've done way more networking and promotional stuff than I've done. This has also been very advantageous. I've also been, you know, trying to talk to other artists to do different features. I even got my first, to me, quote unquote, official feature by the homie back home. Shout out to Jay Nice. He sent the track over, Let the Money Talk. I did that verse on there, and I'm excited about when he drops that project, you know what I mean? And that's also been a step I had to get to, which because of the lockdown, I ain't had no choice, because for me, I have a lot of energy. And if I don't figure out something to do with it, it's probably going to be bad. So I've been engaging in artists I probably wouldn't normally talk to. I'm trying to set up interviews for such things as this podcast right now with what we're doing. Trying to, you know, also bring other indie artists along the way, you know. So it's been a lot of different things for me. You know, that's just some of the things. I don't want to get, you know, too explanatory because I don't want to tell all my blessings right now, you know. YSFMG, Young Sauce Factory Media, Heavy Records. It's the drip.
Yeah, I mean, same here. If I ask, what I meant by trying new things is everybody knows what comes down with me. I'm sort of kind of an experimentist at heart. What comes down to Bill Nye the Science Guy, I love to mix stuff and blow shit up. I stumbled across a YouTube video, and it was done by a guy by the name of Catfish Foley. He is a comedian. He was talking about the lockdown and, you know, measures that he had to do, you know, just in case. And it was I came across a video, what would happen if the ABC store was to shut down? What to do for everybody who likes to drink? Ladies and gentlemen, he had this thing called closet wine. Okay, guys, closet wine. And it's easy because the only thing you need to make alcohol is water, yeast, and sugar. Okay, that's all you need. Now, if you guys want to make some closet wine, the easiest thing you guys need to do is go to your local supermarket, get some 100% juice. All right, get you some sugar and some yeast. Pour 2 cups of sugar in your freaking juice to 2 tablespoons of yeast. Let it sit for 19 days. Make sure you don't screw the lid on tight, because screwing on tight is going to blow up. Trust me. All right. After day 19, strain it and enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, I started mine on my birthday. I'm just now cracking mine open. Ladies and gentlemen, that's some pretty good stuff. The more sugar you add, the more potent it would be.
So you would say that you definitely enjoyed your experiment. Not only that, but that is also possibly why lately you've been doing a lot of back and forth. Like, we've been talking a lot. Like, that homegrown be making me want to just talk about everything. Talk about the news.
Hey,
and what kind did you make? What kind did you make?
Right now, I am sipping on some apple. And to tell you the truth, this apple tastes like some angry orchid. You know, it's real malty, like kind of like a beer, somewhat. I'm shocked at how it turned out. I put 3 cups of sugar in this one, and that's equivalent to 22 proof. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the wine that you get in the stores is 5. Anywhere between 5 to 12. So I made 22 proof alcohol.
I am not mad. you know, and a lot of this stuff people need to know, especially right now with them being in the house. Like, what else you got to do except for play with some shit? You know how to keep it out of the hands of your children if you have any. So enjoy. But what I will say, or what I will ask, you know, since mm-hmm. we talked about you a little bit, what I'm being told is you're trying to make the studio big. Now, outside of obviously more equipment, why are you trying to, you know, make the studio bigger? Like, what are you doing? What is your next? You want to tell me what your next moves are?
I don't want everybody to think that, oh my God, Cosmos is nothing but a drunk. Now, as far as moves that I'm making, the guys that knows me outside the podcast, they know that I also do radio, and I also am a producer, hence the background. Anyway, to answer your question, Kitchen Nightmare and the demand of all the artists wanting to work with us and everything, I need to expand the studio. There's a reason why it's called Kitchen Nightmare, because the music you're hearing was produced and made in my kitchen. You know, and people are like, oh my God, you still in your kitchen? I thought you was like a big time producer. Ladies and gentlemen, I can have an industry, which I do, don't get me twisted. You can have industry level equipment and have Fisher Price beats. You know what I'm saying? So, heck, I would like to have my own studio because I have a lot of equipment that I need to get out of my house. You know, the studio is going to be big enough for if you want a band. I can call Corey Taylor right now if I want to. No, matter of fact, let's keep it urban. I can call Questlove. You guys know who Questlove is. Apparently, you guys don't stay up past 11:35, watch NBC, and know who Jimmy Fallon is. You know what I'm saying? Or never heard of Roots, not Alex Haley, the band.
Shout out to Jimmy Fallon, man. One of the few white boys growing up that has really been funny.
I know, right? Taxi cab. That's the only thing I'm saying. But yeah. The studio is gonna be big enough that I can have the Roots, if I wanted to, a full set in the studio. If I wanted to, I can have a full venue. If I wanted to. There's studios in Charlotte, and Charlotte is a major city here, in North Carolina, close to where I'm at. Where you at is actually it's the halfway point, to tell you the truth. But you do have some of those artists that wants to get away, that wants to go out and look behind the studio, be like, damn, all this is yours, Mufasa?
Yes, everything I can.
Yes, I'm talking about a city, I'm talking about woods. I'm talking about if Ted Nugent and Mr. Cat Scratch Fever himself wants to come over and record and hunt with his NRA self, he can. Because I'm not in the city, I'm out in the country. And you're like, oh my God, artists don't do that. Yes, they do. Q-Tip, who was part of A Tribe Called Quest, went to Michael Yaush, MCA's studio. Which the Beastie Boys built their own studio when they went indie. Q-Tip took his skateboard and went to the freaking studio and recorded a freaking album in their studio. I want to have the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to have like, hey, yo, Kaz. Yo, what's up, Slash Piff? Yo, what's up, 8th Century? Yo, man, I'm coming to Charlotte, dog. Man, I need to get out the city. Where you at? Yo, I'm in. Boop. I'm not going to tell you guys where the studio's going to be at. Because I don't want the paparazzi over here. You know, that's the whole thing. I'm back in the cut. If the Popo wants to find me, they're going to have to find me. They're going to have to get the search dogs. That's how it is.
And that's what they do, because it should be isolation as an artist. Well, at least for me, yeah. Isolation is very key. At a certain time, depending on the track or the project I'm working on. You know, sometimes I just need that. I need to be in my own space, my own head, make my own environment, and just stay there for whatever project or track I'm working on. So I can imagine.
And plus, my location, you'd be like, yo, man, is there anywhere I can go? I need to see some water. Do you want to go to the White Water Center, or do you want to go to the beach? I want to go to the beach, man. We're only about 3 hours from the beach, dog. Come on, let's go. Bet. And the cool thing about Cosmos, I'm your friendly neighborhood DJ, friendly neighborhood producer. I can get my mobile studio, or we can record at the beach when you're on the water.
Boy, you didn't put an accent on it, did you? Boy, weed is a hell of a drug. But I'm glad for everybody still to stay in tune right now to this point. We're going to take a step back, give a shout out to Hennessy, man, and goddamn keep it moving. You're staying tuned right now with the set. Yo, after a long, hard day, man, I definitely take the time to roll a blunt, make it a hog leg, pour me a shot of that good old Hennessy. And if it's a stressful weekend or I'm in the studio, you know I'm killing that Hennessy Black. Get you some good cognac. Yo, what's good? It's your boy Rich the King here. Tune in to the 704 Drip, hosted by me and my co-host Ms. Renee and Cosmos, bringing you the hottest and independent artists and independent music in North Carolina and beyond, baby. Every episode, we will play independent artists off Spotify. We also offer a Spotify music blast for $5, which gets your music played on our show for 2 to 3 episodes. In order to send us that $5, send it to Cash App under the name HBR Music. That name again is $ capitalized HBRM lowercase USIK. Send that $5 over ASAP, man. Go ahead and be part of what we're doing. Don't forget to also look us up on all podcast streaming apps or download Anchor.fm in your app store for free. It's the Drip, baby. 704 Drip. Yo, what's good? And you're tuned back into the 704 Drip with your host, Rich the King, and my co-host for the day, Most. What up, Cosmos?
What's good with you, Rich?
So, we had an interesting first half. I think that was very... that was very fun and very funny.
Yes.
And very enlightening. I hope you guys enjoyed all of that. Now, what we want to do, or at least what I want to talk about this half, what you guys been cooking lately? Because, you know, I might be, but to be told, I used to be 350 pounds. So eating is my shit every now and again.
Been thinking so about coming back to
I have been trying different shit, or at least idea. Things like I haven't been trying, and also, or I haven't tried in a while.
Premium is
what
are
you guys trying lately?
You can listen to any song, anywhere,
I know for me
anytime,
lately, I got back into sushi.
Ready to go premium?
To I got back more. Into making stuff like chicken Alfredo.
You say you just got back into making sushi?
No, eating.
Eating sushi.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know where sushi comes from. You know that where COVID comes from. Have you been tested?
Don't play with me. The fact that you're trying to do that in front of company is funny. But it's the Drip, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, moving forward, you smug some bitch. What I'm saying is, I've been trying different shit regardless of what you got to say about it. And no, I'm very much healthy. I just saw your punk ass last week. I look very healthy. I bet you I can drink you under the ropes here. So, anyway, it's been like stuff like that. You know, like I even did for the first time chicken Philly, sauteed mushroom, sauteed green peppers, chicken Philly, bruh.
That would be your first. your first time trying the chicken Philly?
No, making it. Making it on my own.
Making it? What?
I even made some, I don't know how many of y'all eat them, but I like chicken livers. Ooh. I made chicken liver po' boys.
Ooh. Oh my God, my week.
A little bit of lettuce on ciabatta bread, toasted with butter. Ugh.
Finally, Rich is. I'm proud of you, man. It took a global pandemic for you to start cooking. Because I remember back in the day, yo, when we used to all hang out, you know, we have our little session and everything. You guys come over and chill. Cosmo, I'm hungry. Cook us something. I mean, they're like Auntie Mama. Let's cooking up something. No, like old buddy from Louisiana. I guarantee I be whipping.
Hey, but you was cooking that shit, bro. Because, yeah. I mean, what was niggas going to do? Motherfuckers did not. We got lit every time at the studio in Canapolis. Bruh, it was either that or try to stagger to the cookout behind y'all. I don't want nobody else for that every time. So, nigga, put some cheese on something, make something sticky and fry it, and let's eat that shit and let's get back to the music, nigga.
Yeah, that, man, the stories of the old studio, man. All right, for those of you who are in KP, let me tell you where the old studio's at, okay? And for those of you who wants to take pictures, please go by there, take pictures. Take pictures of the old studio, please. I think Thomas would be so happy. If you guys are in Canapolis, you guys are on 29 heading towards Salisbury, you guys know where Ben Minot. The house right behind Ben Minot, the house. That's where the old studio, 813 Murphy, no, I'm sorry, 806 Irene, man. That's where it was at. And dude,
I didn't know your Addy.
What?
You almost didn't even know your own Addy.
Man, it's in the past. It's not current, so it don't matter. But anyway, it was convenience, you know, because we had, if I needed some clothes, I go across the street, go to Value Village. If I needed some tech for the studio, go across the street, go to Radio Shack. If I want something to eat off the grill, I go to the freaking cookout, was right down the road. Then I had McDonald's right down the road. We had the Mexican joint down the road. We had 8 Ball and Q. We wanted to play some pool, but I was too scared because shit happens there every Saturday night. You know? And yeah, I actually made money off of 29 when 85 was backed up. 29, we get backed up. And you guys love to have a nice cold drink of water. So, yep, Cosmos. Yep, that was me, the black dude who was selling you guys water. That was me.
That's crazy.
But to tell you the truth, man, to answer your question, what new things I've been cooking up? Shit, not a damn thing, because everybody's been taking the food. Everybody been ordering food, man. So, you know, I've been...
Considering where you work, without saying no names, you telling me you ain't been able to grab nothing?
Man, you can go ahead and say where I work, because back when this thing went down, I was telling people where I work so they can go and get what they wanted. But yeah, me working at Food Lion, yeah, man, I don't got shit. I feel like Harriet Tubman. They gave me table scraps. I call it soul food. No, I'm just playing.
Seasoning on that shit.
I'm just playing. But new things, I've been having my son cook. I've been teaching him how to cook, to tell you the truth, man. What comes down to trying new things? Yeah, I got a little chef in the kitchen, man. He knows how to have some omelets that he's fixed, man. Veggie omelet and meat omelet. He has some muffins he baked. He baked a cake. As far as new dishes, new entrees, you can do a lot with chicken. A lot with chicken and turkey meat.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, thank you for introducing me to turkey meat, man. Ground turkey. It's about time to go back to
spread. Do so much with it, bro. So much with it. And that shit is leaner.
Yeah, it's healthy, man.
At this time of days right now, the last thing you need to do is eat a bunch of pork and beef and just be sitting around the house.
And with the whole meat shortage and everything, you guys got to be careful of what you're eating. I know everybody's going out. It's like, oh my god, have you tried the Impossible Burger? It's gonna be impossible when you guys can't shit.
I swear.
You know, it's the reason why it's called plant-based, ladies and gentlemen. There's the reason why it's called plant-based. It's not because it's made with plants. It came from a plant factory, dude. Your government has found a way to synthetically make meat and have you guys think that it's actually real meat. It's crazy. And it proves the theory. If you guys are huge Marx Brothers fans, there's a movie called The Matrix. There's a scene in The Matrix where old buddy goes and has some gravy, and he's eating the gravy. It's like, huh? In my mind's telling me this is chicken and greens, but I'm looking at it, it's gravy. Yes, folks, that shit's happening now. Because, Chris, have you ever heard of a grape called cotton candy grapes?
And don't forget it.
All right, so check this out, man. Get the taste of a good grape, green seedless grape in your head. Good, sweet. Yum, yum, yum.
You want some grape?
Yeah.
All right, now. Scratch that. You see the grape. You see the grape. The grape is green. You know you're about to eat a green grape. You put it in your mouth. Your teeth squeezes it. Your tongue savors the juices. That shit tastes like cotton candy. I shit you not, man. It freaked me the hell out. It grows like that. It's called cotton candy grapes. Where? Yes, it's called cotton candy grapes.
That's a real thing. Like, you're not.
No, dude, I'm being serious, man. It freaked me the fuck out.
That's crazy. I've never heard of it.
It's not ice cream. It's a grape called cotton candy grape.
Okay. I'm definitely going to Google that, man. I got to figure that out. Because, nigga, I found fucking porkless marshmallows in order to have goddamn. Yeah. In order to eat candy yams this past Thanksgiving, bro, I thought I told you. I had to find some marshmallows that didn't have pork in it. Because, you know, gelatin, you know, which is in marshmallows, is from pork bone. Jello and all that. That's ground up pork bone. So I had to find one without that in order for me to eat it. So guess what? Target sells it. And they use fish oil instead of motherfucking pork. And bro, when I say the shit was, I think it was better with the goddamn vegan marshmallows.
Now, does it taste different or does it taste the same?
Bro, I swear it tastes way better. I don't know. It even tasted sweeter. I don't know. Maybe it could be the substitution of the fish oil in it, but bro, I swear to you.
Because I didn't know. I never heard of pork.
I'm gonna be honest. I told Miss Renee that shit trying to be funny, so I was, you know, number one, she wouldn't have to make it, and two, I wouldn't have to eat it because I know fucking marshmallow got pork in it. So it's like, you know, don't even worry about it. I don't want no pork. So find on goddamn Target.com and order some motherfucking vegan marshmallows.
You know, this brings up a good. I guess we can meditate on food for a minute because my dad, and I know for you growing up with us, you know, you hanging out with me and my bro and everything, there's been a few
shout out
to my brother. I don't know if I need to call him Benny, Benson, Cloud, Convict, or what. I don't know what to call him right now because he has so many aliases. But big shout out to my brother. But I know that you have set in on some Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year dinner at the Rosemans. And for guys, and huge shout out to my dad too and my family. What's up? The guys you don't know, my dad back in the day, he would cook for Thanksgiving, he would cook for Christmas, and cook for New Year's. And he would always have a mystery meat. He won't tell anybody what it is. He'll let people go in there. It's like, is that roast? Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, it's roast. Is that spaghetti? Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah. That's spaghetti. Is that a hamburger? Yeah, go right ahead. That's a hamburger. And my dad be like, you like that hamburger meat, didn't you? Yes, sir. It's the best hamburger I ever had, Pastor. Really? Yep. Well, doggone, you remember that ostrich down there I had back in the field? Yeah, Pastor Roseman. That's what you just ate. Ha! Bam! Yeah. That's how my dad is, man. I can tell my wife, shout out to my wife, man. She's scared to eat at my parents' house on the holidays because I remember one year my wife just loading up her plate, right? Thinking that it's mashed potatoes. Just loading it up, man. Just loading it. Goes, gets the mystery meat. Loads up the mystery meat. I'm looking at it because I already know what it is. I'm keeping my mouth shut. She goes, she takes a big taste of what she thinks is mashed potatoes. It's turnips. The wife don't do turnips. She can't stand turnips. She ate the mystery meat. Matter of fact, I think she went to a food coma with the mystery meat. When enough said was done, she had turducken. Guys, you don't know what turducken is? It's turtle, duck, and bear. And you wrap it. And you cook it. My wife went to the bathroom and puked her brains out.
Oh, my God.
Me? I had the itis, yo. I fell asleep and got some more.
I mean, but you a country boy, and you eat that. You know, this is your parents' cooking. It ain't like they threw this at you and you've never had it. So it's like, it was no issue for you. But for somebody like her, or if it would have been me, the turnips, I wouldn't have had no issue with.
Yeah,
I don't think. But that damn turducken, you talking about bear and all that? I thought that was some whole other shit when I heard the word turducken. So you just told me some shit. So
no,
I definitely
sorry.
Don't want that shit.
Turkey, duck. Turkey, duck, and chicken. I'm sorry. Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Nigga, you said turtle. Yeah,
my dad fixed food. I ain't no telling what my dad fixed at the house, man. I had so much food, some weird shit at my dad's house, man. Yeah, I had to do. I remember one time, man, my dad gave me this little saucer and some crackers because my dad knows I love potted meat. I love some potted meat, dude. Give me some potted meat, mustard, some hot sauces, and some crackers. Good shit. I'm eating it. Dad, this is good. He's like, you want some more salt? I was like, yeah, I'll use some more salt. He was like, that's what I thought. I'm eating it. I'm like, Dad, this... And you know how sometimes you rate the food across your palate? You're like, this ain't the right texture, yo. What the hell am I eating? I didn't care. Because by that time, I'm living a life. If it makes a shit, I eat it. Dad, what is this? Possum. What? Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. I done had possum and I had skunk.
Now, see, what's crazy is my mother, you know, shout out to Vanessa. She grew up in this little town called Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Dodge City, Harnett County. And there she had, you know, stuff like possum and, you know, squirrel and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, hearing that stuff now, I don't think it would be the worst thing considering, you know, that was before I stopped eating beef and pork or whatnot. But it's like, if I wouldn't have known what it is, maybe. But hearing it and then trying it, I don't think I could have done it, man. Like, what the fuck? Possum? Squirrel? Gopher and shit, man? No.
And that's why when people on Fear Factor and all that eat this weird shit, I'm laughing because I'm like, yo, I could probably eat that, man. Matter of fact, I think I tried that. You know what
hell
I mean?
Hell nah. That shit is like...
The only...
Nah. Like, maybe if they hadn't told me, you know, that'd be one thing because I didn't have it. So then when they tell me, it might be like, okay, well, that won't be. But telling me beforehand?
Hell, you remember we had that the concert in Concord, man. We bought some frog legs.
That was not happening because I had, okay, true story. Sidetrack for a minute. Me and my baby, we went to this place in Concord. I can't think of the name of the place at the time. I think it was like, it wasn't Captain D's, but whatever. It had like country back home type, you know, food or cuisine. So I was like, fuck it. I got a little extra money and I think she wanted to try it. So I was like, let's try frog legs. So, okay, we get them. And they fry. They don't look bad. You know what I mean? They look like what they are, but they don't look bad. So I eat the first one. No problem. I get to the second one. Shut the fuck up. I get the second one. I kid you not, me and her are sitting there laughing. And I kid you not, Ms. Renee can tell you this. Bruh, the leg or the thigh part dropped on that motherfucker while me and her were talking. And that shit jangled and bounced. And it was like, it reminded me, like, full in detail just with that action. I'm eating probably. Done. It even tasted slimy when I tried it after that. I'm like, man, nah. You know, I ain't no bitch. I ain't gonna waste my money and shit. Like, ah, fuck them legs. Fuck them. Whole tray of them bitches like 15 of them sitting there.
But what's funny is doing it to a little kid. Having a little kid and how innocent the little kids are and how little kids would try anything. My 4-year-old, we brought the frog legs home. I tore a piece. I was like, here, you want to try it? I gave her one. She ate it. She wants some more. Gave her some. My son, hey, son, come here. If you guys don't know, frog legs taste like chicken. I kid you not. Frog leg. I know everybody's like, man, everything tastes like chicken. No, frog legs, when cooked right, taste like chicken. Yeah, I heard that. But anyway. So I let my son try it. And I was like, this is good. I was like, you guys know what you're eating? No. Yeah, we're eating chicken. I sent him down and we're watching the Muppets. When Kermit came on TV, I looked at them and was like, you guys, both of y'all are cannibals. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you guys ate Kermit. They was like, uh-uh. I opened up the box. Sure enough, looked like freaking frog legs, and I showed it to him. I was like, yo, look. My son freaked out and started yelling, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I eat frog legs. Little 4-year-old. Wait, I ate Kermit. I didn't mean to eat Kermit. I'm sorry, Kermit. Yeah.
Fucking dumb. That is fucking banana. It's fucked up. I feel bad for my guys.
It's funny, though, how the mind works when it comes down to food and whatnot, because you can blindfold somebody. You can put an orange in their mouth, and if you cut the eyes or their nose off, you'd be like, what the heck am I eating? You know?
Exactly, bro. So I feel bad for my guys. But while we sit here and we chillax, you know, it's good to make sure to remind everybody during this time, keep your hands washed. You know, take a shower. And I'm not saying this to be funny, but take a detailed shower. This COVID shit is real. You know, people are letting it jump on them, not wear masks, trying to be funny and stuff like that. And I know I joke and kid, but there are a lot of things that I'm serious about. And this is definitely one of them. We can't come back together in any way, shape, or form if you guys don't learn how to keep yourselves safe. Because in keeping yourself safe, you're keeping the next person safe or helping them. Because even if they see you just wash your hands, they might, if they hadn't done it, they might remind them, hey, let me wash my hands. You know, social distancing isn't something a lot of you guys like. I don't mind. I don't know if it's just because I'm a Cancer or a man or what, but I don't mind really being to myself. So for a lot of you people who want to get back in the swing of things, you know, being able to have fun, cook out without worrying about anything, take this here. Wash your hands. You know what I mean? Wipe your feet. Like, let's try to get ourselves back before it's too late. And you guys have no idea what you're heading for if you don't get it together.
Can we meditate a little bit more on the COVID thing, man? All right.
Go for it.
I was watching a commercial late night, and big shout out to this program on Netflix. And I think you guys need to watch it. Watch it if you're dabbing like I was, or smoking like I was, or drinking like I was. You know, in your element. It's called The Midnight Gospel. You guys need to watch it. Anyway, I seen this commercial, and the commercial starts out with our soldiers. The new type of soldier, which is everybody in the front line, your essential workers, your doctors, grocery store, you know, just a regular commercial for COVID. But it's being narrated by a 94-year-old woman. And at the very, very end of the commercial, the woman said, if I can't survive it, I know we will pull through this. That's how it ends. It says, if I can't survive it, I know we will survive this. And it's left it at that. And a lot of people that came back was like, what does this mean? What does this commercial mean? If she survived it, I know we can pull out of this. The woman shows no signs, there's no reference if she is a COVID survivor. This commercial proves a point that I've been trying to put across to the American people. Some of us Americans are dumb as fuck. Not dumb as hell, because hell is a pretty smart place. Because hell can stay at a constant temperature and doesn't know when to be too hot, too cold. It stays at that constant temperature. Fuck, you can fuck good or you can fuck bad. You know, you don't care. You're fucking. But anyway, this woman's 94 years old. This woman survived the first lockdown, the first quarantine that happened back in the 20s. That was the whole point of the commercial. She is what you call a depression survivor. My grandmother, shout out to my grandmother. My grandmother is 94 years old. She lived through the Great Depression. And ladies and gentlemen, the Great Depression was a result of the flu pandemic that swept the U.S. Guys, I was planning on taking my son out to the park, and I called my local park and rec and everything and asked them, hey, are you guys part of phase one reopening? And they was like, yes, but you know, you can't go on the playground, we practice social distancing and all that. And I was like, huh, I'm going to take my son out to the park. I mean, the park's big enough I can practice social distancing because I don't want people in my circle. I don't know you. Don't come near me. You know what I'm saying? But however, you got other countries that's reporting back stating that, hey, second wave done hit. I read on the news feed that, yeah, Congress is talking about now. I think it's time for us to reissue another stimulus because a lot of people are still out of work. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know your history, there's a reason why when I was in school and when you was in school, Rich, they talked about the Great Depression. Okay? I thought that history was, we were supposed to learn history, not be familiar with it. What happened to the saying, you learn from your mistakes? Ladies and gentlemen, okay? The first outbreak, the first quarantine started in 1923. The world did not recuperate. The U.S. did not come out of it to 1945. Okay? Keep your ass at home. Wash your nasty ass. If you guys don't have access to water or anything, and listen, I know a lot of people, I know we got some people out there, they're not fortunate to have water and not fortunate to wash your ass, that loves to drink and all that. If you love to drink, you love to go to the ABC store, take a moment and get you a little small airplane bottle of Everclear. Use that as your sanitizer, yo. Get fucked up while you're staying clean. Let me tell you. Come on now. We're in this together. It's not every man for himself, because if it was every man for himself, you wouldn't have a last man standing.
And I understand that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so one of the most, I guess, common questions right now is, can you get COVID-19 twice? Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, more than 160 South Koreans tested positive a second time for the novel coronavirus last month. Weeks after being discharged from medical supervision, some symptom-free Americans have been barred from donating their blood plasma to help treat others because they are still testing positive. The revelations are generating concern that people who have had COVID-19 are getting infected anew. That means, again, for those who don't understand what anew is, something scientists say current evidence doesn't support. Here is what we know and don't know, and the possibility of becoming sick with the virus more than once. I recently recovered from COVID-19. What does that mean? I can't get it again? Most scientists say that the people who have had COVID-19 again, some immunity to the virus that causes it. What they don't know is whether that protection lasts a few months, a few years, or a lifetime. So without me just going word for word past that right now, do y'all understand how serious this shit is getting? Now, they also have state reopening, which I was looking at for a brief second while you were talking a minute ago. Okay. Now, it says a guide to state coronavirus reopening and lockdown. Now, according to this map, North Carolina has lifted many restrictions or never enacted major restrictions. Fuck us. If I heard that, I'm sorry if I heard that wrong. Now, when you scroll down and go through all these other places, say, you know, you look at all these chart graphs, you know, all their quote unquote statistics for everything, you keep scrolling and get down to North Carolina. It says travel outside home. Residents can leave for health and safety reasons, to shop or work at open businesses, to seek employment, to exercise, to visit a place of worship, or to exercise First Amendment rights. Gatherings are still 10-person limit. Businesses or retail stores are allowed to open at 50% capacity with mandated social distancing, screening, and sanitary protocols. Quarantines, no stationwide directives. Bars, restaurants, dine out only, and beaches and parks. Now, without them, me reading what they got, I know for a fact they reopening a lot of beaches, and that has also been what has helped in just the last week and a half to 2 weeks, the upsurgence or resurgence in, you know, people getting sick. And it's like, you guys just aren't listening to anything. Like, you are just determined to do what you want to do just to go spend some money.
And what's also is funny, they're also saying that people that has been in lockdown, has done the self-quarantine, are also, when they're coming out into the world or coming out into the general population, they too are becoming sick. Folks, the reason why you're becoming sick is because you're thinking, oh, I've been in quarantine and everything. My immune system is good. I've been drinking my orange juice and everything. Did you walk out wearing your proper PPE, meaning your glove, meaning your face mask? Okay? Because you guys have to think about it like this. You guys have been locked up. You guys haven't been in the elements. Okay? There's good bacteria and bad bacteria in your body. It causes your body to function right. Okay? Now, your body can fight off a cold. Did you know that? If you go and you give your body the right antioxidants and whatnot, your body can fight off a cold. Why? Because your body has the cold virus or the cold whatever bacteria has entered your body, and your body's used to it. It's like this whole COVID-19 vaccine. Guys, did you know that if you're going to get vaccinated for COVID-19, they're going to put a small dosage of COVID-19 in your body? That's what a vaccine is, people. So your body can get used to it. Think of your body, if you will, like a PC. If you guys don't like PCs, how about a Mac? Think about your body like that, okay? A computer, if you will. Now, we all know if you put a brand new program in your computer has to work out the bugs and the kinks and whatnot. Has to get used to that brand new computer. Especially everybody, let's say, if you're on the iOS. I know everybody went from iOS 12 to iOS 13. We all know how we had little kinks and bugs and whatnot. Your body's the same way. Just like if you was an Android, you went from Lollipop to Butterfly. You're going to have the little kinks and whatnot. When you go out into the world, you're going to have bugs because you're being introduced to new elements. So yes, you might get little sniffles or whatnot. I think we had a little discussion earlier in your previous podcast on how to determine if you might have COVID-19. If you show symptoms, pop your allergy pill, you still have the symptoms, go to the hospital. You guys not listening, man. You guys not listening. Thank God I didn't run for president, because if I went and ran for president and would have won, I don't give a damn. President Trump says, oh, I'm looking for advice from the Nixon administration. If you did, President Trump, FYI, Nixon took everybody else's advice and resigned, just to let you know. But President Trump needs to look at Taft. It did what Taft did. Taft looked at the American people, took off his glasses, looked at his people, said, look, we have a problem on our hands, people. We need to take care of it. Okay? I say it once, I say it again. It's kind of hard having your people to practice social distancing when you don't practice it yourselves. Democrats nor Republicans are practicing social distancing when you see it on TV. You got the Crypt Keeper, my bad, Nancy Pelosi, with her freaking mask down here. You got Pence, that I know that dude's going to test positive for COVID-19. Because he's all, I mean, you got 12 of the Secret Service men all tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah, you guys are probably saying, oh, why hasn't the president gotten COVID-19? Because your president, ladies and gentlemen, is the leader. Some people don't give a damn. Their job is to protect him with any means.
And that's just what it is, bruh. So that's just being honest. You know what I mean? So, you know, just to lighten it up a little bit, we're going to switch gears. Let Spotify take over for a minute. Shout out to Yumby the Real. It's the drip.
Oh, the rock. Oh. Yeah, it could be funny. Guys are on the road, and all of a sudden, papers, please. I'm an essential worker. Password. I want to talk to El Chapo.
Fucking dumb. I don't think nobody heard you, but it's okay. Why it's called the 704 drip. Just vibe with us. Hey.
I put in work. I'm on the dance. This is my dirt. Hey, I put in work. I make it work. I get the rest. Feel like a nerd. Hey, they're trying to edit up. I feel like a nerd. Hey, push it on wheels. Get the gas in the skirts. I put in work. I make it work. I get the rest. Feel like a surf, hey, I put it every game, my nigga, just trying to get paid, my nigga, I make it hurt, in middle days, my nigga, I couldn't get paid, my nigga, but I made it hurt.
I see if you drunk Hennessy, you would know exactly how to hear this track. Hey,
you know what, Rich? You're thinking we need to do something for the fans. Why? the whole lockdown or whatnot. I put in work.
You know what? We might bring them something courtesy.
Like something live. Like
courtesy of the studio. We'll talk about it. We'll chop it up. How would you guys like that? Would y'all like a live podcast recording? Would y'all like to really interact with us through Facebook or maybe Instagram? Or even Twitter?
Yeah, Instagram, with Twitter, Zoom. You want to have a Zoom with us? You know what I'm saying? A virtual sit-down forum. Talk about anything.
Definitely let us know. Make sure to comment and feedback.
If I may, if you guys like this podcast, how about we go switch around? How about my podcast, where I'm the host and Rich is the co-host? Life of a PK. We talk about the same exact shit, but life through the eyes of a preacher's kid, yours truly. That's when I put down the cosmos and I pick up who I really am. Will. Catch it on anchor.fm or any other platform.
Well, for those who don't know, this show, outside of Anchor.fm, is powered by Young Sauce Media Group. With that being said, they are dropping a 4-track EP compilation tape named The Motivation. So go check that out, pre-order it now, or just wait a day or two. It'll be ready May 15th. It's The Motivation / Pimp Young Be The Real Cosmos as well as Gadget 619. Start winding down with the 704 drip. We're going to get into one of my favorite joints right now, if I'm going to say so myself, by AMBJ, AMBJAAY, and Wiz Khalifa. Blow the pickle.
Getting older when he says, "Daddy, check out this tart."
Is it me or is it you? The third year girl got her name in her hoop. Chilling with the gang, they got bitches in the coop. Fell in love with his thing, she brought a dick like a fluke. Terrible limb and I give a bitch a boot. She wanna rock with the cock like a nigga on the loop. Bitch, I'm too hot, they got a grubby like some soup. They don't worry about me, worry about okay. You. I'ma do what I do. Bitch, I'm the truth. They tell me I'm ready, I'm gonna need you, you and you.
Hey, you know, Wiz got a cartoon out, man.
Oh yeah, you know I love. Smokers note. It's not that bad. I actually just recently watched some shit called Motherfuckers on Netflix. That shit was funny.
Is it me or is it you? You can tell she a go, got her name in her hoop. Tell her what the game, they got bitches in the coop. Fell in love with his thing, she brought a dick like a flu. Terrible limb and I give a bitch a boot. She wanna rock with the cop.
I found a guy that's like man, with a dick and busted him the hair back down. Like,
ah. I knew it. Ah, boom, book lock.
I hope the good listeners know, yo. I think the last time the listeners seen a picture of me, I had a door asking.
If they paying attention to us, following us on Twitter at the 704 Drip Show, DRIPSHOW, they definitely know what's going on with us. So, as we wind down with this new schoolie, I'm really him. I'm killing it. It's the 704 Drip. I'm in my line of business. I'm gonna get right in the kidney. I'm gonna get how I hit it. The bitch came by in a minute. Knock the chop, don't right out the hinges. I'm gonna get how I hit it. Shot out of the whole thing. Don't have a problem with spinning it. So, as we wind down, make sure you stay tuned for more episodes. We're getting closer to the end of season one. You know, support the show. Make sure to hit the link. Check out the homie on his show where I also co-host over there, which is Life of a PK or Life of a Preacher's Kid on all podcast streaming platforms. From Rich the King, Cosmos, Ms. Renee, who isn't here right now, everybody over here, because this show is powered by YSFMG Young Sauce Factory Media Group. Y'all be easy. Stay tuned.
It's the Drip. It's love the you, Drip.
Man. I was gonna mace that bitch. Still shoot right on the pivot. It ain't no time for me. This shit is my business. I'm in on my life. I'm gonna get right in the kidney. I'm gonna get
high. That's a fourth Drip. All right, bye.